To the editor. At the last meeting of council, the recommended penalty for the code of conduct investigation of the accused Kaun Rajni Agarwal was discussed by all members. There were two members whose comments surprised me the most, given their past reputation for supporting people's best interests. Kaun Andrew Folds has always given me the impression that his support lies with individuals before anything else. My thoughts have changed about his diplomacy. As for Kaun Dominic Pasqualino and being a union president, one would think that his support would be for Kaun Agarwal and to ensure that a fair and impartial investigation would have been conducted. That is what union leaders are to do, support their members. He did not question the cause for Kaun Agarwal's concerns about the financial records of FWBIA nor the absence of comment from principal's integrity. Having said that, in reading the outcome of council's meeting in TB Newswatch article, it is surprising that not one member has questioned the reason for Kaun Agarwal's concern about the accounting practices of FWBIA and their financial reports. Even more surprising is that Janice Atwood from Principal's Integrity did not state if there was cause for Kaun Agarwal's concern. Instead, the main issue raised is the disturbance of Kaun Agarwal's presence at meetings. It is my belief, and I'm sure that it is the belief of many others, that the reason for a member to be on a board is not only to try and promote the health of the board and businesses alike, but it is also to promote internal integrity of the board. If board members are going to be threatened with removal from the board every time there is an issue with their internal practices, then democracy is challenged. Free thinkers become the target for retaliation. I hope that the city's administrator does not support the recommendations of Janice Atwood, because I do not believe that she has done a thorough investigation. As I described earlier, there is no mention about Kaun Agarwal's concern about FWBIA's accounting practices. Yet, according to the Municipal Act, Principal's Integrity is allowed to request these records for her investigation and make a determination as to whether or not there is merit to Kaun Agarwal's concerns. If there is just cause, then fault will lie with the complainant for submitting a bogus complaint. Ed Dunnell.